time. Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Thursday, everybody. Sean Cantwell, Adam Harahawk. Yes, it is indeed Thursday. Your local alternative South State Radio.
One of these days I'll buy a calendar.
I'm not expecting that anytime soon.
So the joke is that I plugged sessions for tonight, which I thought was for tonight, but it was, I plugged the bands that was for last night. Yeah, so.
We should just air that show again tonight.
Like, is this Groundhog's Day?
See if anybody actually notices.
Yeah, no, except for I think it's Wednesday, everybody.
Oh, did you? I missed that part, too.
I mean, of course, I was live. yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's what it was. So.
Totally what it was.
Damn it.
Poor Adam.
Yeah.
Well, it's all right. You're still doing better at your job than anyone in the Pistons organization is doing at theirs.
20 losses in a row?
21.
21? Oh, we're going to be in the record books, folks.
And we're finally hearing, it's rather gratifying to tune to the game and finally hear a little bit of sell the team action going on.
Yeah.
At long last.
Yeah, it might be time.
Like, hearing the chants at the games, like, I was kind of wondering when it was going to start, and I'm actually kind of surprised it didn't start earlier than this.
Yeah.
Given how ungodly terrible this team has been pretty much the entire time Tom Gores has owned it. I'm not sure if he's aware that he has a franchise right now.
Pistons are...
Pistons,
they're
what's
still,
that?
They're still, that sounds familiar. Wait a minute. Why is everybody at the LCA today? What's going on?
There's a game. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it... Something's got to be done. I mean, you can say coaching, but I mean, they've had coaches come in and coaches come out.
Yeah.
And it's, they haven't really been anything of substance in quite a few, past couple coaches, quite frankly.
No, really, yeah.
So the common denominator, Gores.
I mean, it doesn't matter what coach, what general manager seemingly you put in there.
Yep.
None of them are able to do the job to any sort of... satisfactory level. I mean, we're looking at a historically bad franchise right now. Something I haven't seen in my lifetime of, you know, watching basketball in this town. Like, this is atrocious. There's no reason for any of this.
Yeah.
No reason for this team to be as bad as it is. And yet, here we are.
Well, I mean, they don't have the greatest roster. I mean, they got Cade Cunningham and the rest. Insert name here. I have no idea who else plays for the Detroit Pistons.
You're not really missing anything, dude. I mean, Cade Cunningham, I'm told Jaden Ivey's a thing that exists, but no one can really be sure on that.
So, I mean, Cade Cunningham, not exactly, I mean, what was he drafted, like first overall?
Somebody, yeah.
He was drafted, really.
Yeah, he sure was.
Yes, and...
And yeah. So far, that's done a whole lot of nothing for us. I mean, there's... Like, everything about this team has just been, like, it's frustrating to watch. Like, they're not, like, you're just not putting a competitive team out there. Like, no. It's a team that looks like it's completely, like, outmatched and also completely given up.
Well, it's hard to, like, really motivate yourself when you're looking at, you know, 20 losses in a row. And, I mean, and we talked about this on Tuesday. They're still putting up numbers. They're still putting up over 100 points. They're just not playing any defense.
No.
Something about the Pistons, Lions, and Wings, defense is just not on the Detroit menu.
Yeah, it seems to be a running thing in this town right now, and I'll be damned if I can explain it or why it seems to carry over to every team in this city.
Right.
I don't get it. I guess I'm just not going to get it. All I know is everyone needs to be fired out of a cannon into the sun post-haste. A lot of stuff to do today. We got some Red Wings things to cover here a little bit. Maybe we'll get in some Lions in the mix later on. We'll figure it out when we get there. It's Happy Hour. It's your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Stereo MCs at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey. Hockey town! Well, we got another head coach fired.
I mean, the Wings pulled out a win against St. Louis Blues. I mean, kudos to them, and that was without Dylan Larkin. They looked really, really well. But, yeah, Craig Berube got fired that night. They didn't even wait till like, the next day. It was like,
I don't even know if he did a press conference after the game.
He's like, probably. He's already got all his stuff in a box, being let out by security.
Pretty sure, man.
Well, guys, that was a tough loss, but we, you know, we'll hit the weight room. We'll watch some tape, and we'll get him next. Hey, wait a minute. Why is my key not fitting in the office door anymore?
I'm locked out. I don't understand.
I can't. My key doesn't fit in the lock. Hi, Craig. Hey, buddy. Can you come up to the owner's office, the GM's office for a second? We want to talk to you. All right. Here we go. Yeah. So, yeah. Craig Berube. I mean.
And I don't get that one because they were like 500. I mean, they weren't. Which was, granted, currently good for sixth place in the division. But, yeah. I mean, it's not like they were out of contention by any means. Like, they're 1 point behind Arizona, 5 points behind the Predators for a.
Well, see, there you go. You're behind the Arizona Coyotes.
They were only like one game behind, one or 2 points out of a playoff spot.
I don't know.
This guy won him a cup, for Christ's sake. What are we doing here?
Won a cup little under 5 years ago. So, I mean, their only cup that they've ever had. And that season, they went from last to winning the cup.
Yeah, they were absolute garbage like at the halfway point of the year.
I'm wondering. There's some other underlying things going on.
I haven't seen anything of that sort.
I haven't either, but maybe the St. Louis Blues have figured out, stuck with the old school idea. You keep things internal as opposed to letting things get leaked out. And, maybe after a game he called a player a bad word or hurt somebody's feelings or something like that. Because it just seems weird. Gets fired that night.
Right. Like, what could have gone that badly that quickly to cause that to happen? And, like, I don't feel like you can really blame Craig Berube for what's going on there.
No, you traded away everybody. You got rid of Tarasenko. Yeah, I mean, you bring in guys like Jacob Verana. And, I mean, that guy was a cancer. No, I'm not going to say cancer because it was cancer-free night. Cancer night. But you know what I'm saying? You bring in those kind of players, and, I mean, you got Craig Bennington in goal, but he's kind of a...
Or Jordan Bennington, even.
What did I say? What did I say?
You said Craig Bennington.
He changed his name.
His evil twin brother?
Yeah, you didn't read his Twitter? I mean...
I don't read Twitter. You know this.
X. I love the fact that Elon Musk renamed it X. So, hi, I'm Adam, and I'm on X. Yes, you are.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, it's not his fault that this team's underperforming. Like, Doug Armstrong sold just about everybody off, and everything he's done isn't happening. Like, that he's probably the guy that should have been fired here.
Well, I'm thinking there's a sacrificial lamb kind of thing.
Yeah.
He's probably worried about his job, so let's get rid of Berube. I haven't heard on how this is really affecting the St. Louis faithful. Because, I mean, you got Kyrou, I guess. You've got Buchnevich, Braden Schenn, the husk of Braden Schenn. You got Oscar Sundqvist and all of his teeth that are just all in business for themselves. But, I mean, then you bring in, like Nick Leddy. We saw that he, he's not exactly burning things up, you know?
No, not by any means.
Torrey Krug. They thought he was going to be like the savior after they signed him from they were able to lure him away from Boston. That has not been the case.
No, not at all. It was admittedly particularly probably embarrassing and hilarious to watch a bunch of former Blues come in and get the win against them that night too. Which, again, Doug Armstrong problem, not a Craig Berube problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had Fabry and Jake Wallman, also a former Blue.
That's right. Scored,
and Husso, the former Blue, getting the win.
Oh, my God. I forgot former... all about that. Yeah. So, you know what? Craig Berube, you did a great job. You got yourself a ring in St. Louis. You're going to land on your feet, bud.
Yeah.
And if you know how to pull the goalie in the right time, come on over. We'll you can have Newsy's job.
I'm not looking to fire Newsy out of a cannon yet.
Not out of a cannon. Just bring him into the front office. Sit down with Steve Yzerman. Hey, you know, Newsy, we want to thank you for your year of service with this company, and we just want to let you know that we wish you all the best. Now get out. Go get.
I don't think that's necessary.
Yzerman just steps up with a couple pansies banging together. Go and get. King, 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 king. Go. Like he's scaring a raccoon out of the trash. No. I like Lalonde. I really do. I wish he would pull the goalie a little bit more, switch up goalies a little bit more often when the team's down 5-1. But, you know, hey, he's getting paid to be the coach, and I am not.
Yeah, and you know what's going to happen, that he's going to start, you know, doing what his old boss did and start pulling goalies with, like, 5 minutes left in the game.
Oh, God, yeah, it drives me nuts.
I say, is this what you want, Adam? Is what you're going to get.
No, that is not what I want. I want to be very clear on this. So, looking at the standings, let's not get too crazy here, but here's the standings. If the playoffs were today, the Eastern wildcard number one spot would belong to your Detroit Red Wings.
Hey, it's still a playoff spot. I'll take it.
Yeah, Boston, Florida, and Toronto in the Atlantic. Rangers, Islanders, and Philadelphia Flyers. Who saw this one coming? Raise your hand. Yeah, you guys are all liars. You did not see the Philadelphia Flyers being third in the Metropolitan. But, I mean, Tortorella, what can I say? He knows how to coach.
A win tonight could actually put you even further ahead, too, because you're only a point behind Toronto right now for the third spot in the Atlantic.
Yep.
Only two behind Florida.
Oh, you're talking about the Wings. Yes, absolutely. And they're playing the Bunch of Jerks tonight, Carolina.
The Bunch of Jerks, not off to the... No. I mean, actually, they have only three fewer points than we do, but they're currently sitting at sixth in the Metropolitan.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not to be underestimated, but they're definitely not what they've been in a couple recent seasons. They've kind of fallen a little bit. Washington, Pittsburgh to a lesser extent.
They do have a winning record for what it's worth. They're sitting at 15-12-1 currently.
Yes.
Like, it can't really take that away from them. I mean, apparently the only team in the Metropolitan that's just an outright dumpster fire is the Blue Jackets.
Well, who everybody saw that one coming.
Well, yeah.
Looking at the East, of the teams that would be out of the playoffs, Tampa Bay sits fifth in the wild card race. Pittsburgh Penguins in the sixth. Montreal Canadiens, they're in seventh. Oh, I'm sorry, set. If we got to speak French, Buffalo, Columbus, and then Ottawa. Ottawa with their 11-12 record. So there's that. We're gonna be playing the Bunch of Jerks tonight. Tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. I believe it's on ESPN Plus. Sean will be diligently looking for projected lineups.
I you know what? The worst part is I just saw a projected lineup somewhere.
And then your screen refreshed, and I've had that happen. And then you see another ad for, what is that? I can't remember. That selling company? I don't know.
That company that sells things.
No, it's, you know what I'm talking about. I'm sure I'll see an ad here any second now. I'll be able to tell you. I want to say Tubi, but that's a streaming service.
Timu?
Timu! Yes, Timu. That's what it is. Yeah.
But they're not paying us money to mention them right now.
Yeah, no. They're kind of annoying. In the West.
I'm not seeing anything in an official capacity on Lions for tonight. I can say, though, that they're thinking that Larkin's going to be back on Monday.
Good. Good. I know he's skating. He's participating
no
in drills. Yeah. Good. Very good. Perron, he won't be for a while. He's
apparently challenging.
Yeah.
His suspension.
And good on him.
And given how long that process takes, I don't expect that to be done until after he comes back from his suspension.
Yeah, they'll be those kind of jerks. The process will be like, he'll be suiting up for his the game. First game back. All right, yeah, you're not suspended.
Yeah, like,
but then they would have to pay back the money and make whole for all losses. And I don't know how they would do that, but
Well, you're not making a hole for any losses the Wings might take.
No. In the West, Vegas Golden Knights just head and shoulders above everybody else. 45 points.
I mean, we kind of expect that, though.
I didn't, though. I really did. I thought they were going to have a little bit of a Stanley Cup hangover. They have cap issues. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if the Gambino family is, like, really maybe I shouldn't be talking trash about the Mafia. But here I am. Maybe they're the reason why things are going so well. But they only have 5 regulation losses.
Wow.
Not too shabby. 25 and 5. Vancouver and L.A. is also in your Pacific leaders. Vancouver, I did not see that coming. This is a nice Cinderella story. 19-9-1 for 39 points on the season. Winnipeg and Dallas in the Central. Then in your wild card, Nashville and Arizona. Raise your hand if you thought Arizona was going to be in the wild card race at this point in the game. No, put your hand down. You are a liar.
A lot of liars listening to this show today.
A lot of liars. Oh, my God. Seattle outside looking in. 6th place in the Eastern wild card. You got San Jose. Chicago. Oh, look at Chicago. The Connor Bedard, Chicago Connor Bedards. They are 9-18-1, and they've got a lot of work to do. Edmonton outside looking in, but sounds like they have been showing a little bit of life.
It does kind of seem that way.
Well, they should. I mean, we'll see what happens tonight against the Lightning. Victor Hedman not going to be in the lineup, but they were able to beat the Blackhawks. But they should have beat the Blackhawks. I mean, that's
shooting fish in a barrel, man.
Yeah, they 4-game winning streak as far as through December, beating New Jersey, Minnesota, and the bunch of jerks. So apparently, something got through to Connor McDavid and company.
It would appear that way. Like, my, that the coaching change has worked out quite well for them ever since they sacked Jay Woodcroft.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah. Apparently, they made a Knobworth or whatever his name. They made a good choice in him.
It worked out very well for them. Like, it that doesn't even look like the same team anymore.
No.
And I guess that's credit to. Do I actually have to give credit to Ken Holland here for pulling the trigger on that move? Yeah, because Chris Knobloch has done. He's gone 10-3 since he took over as head coach. Almost the exact opposite record from what Woodcroft had when he got sacked.
Yep. So good on him.
Yeah, give credit where credit's due there, man. Here's New West, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. City and Keller, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhawk, and I'm Sean Cantwell.
Hi, Sean Cantwell. Find those projected lineups yet?
No, they're not out.
How about now?
No, they're still not out.
Damn it!
I'll give you the lineups I saw, but they're not going to make a whole lot of sense to anybody.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody was having a little bit of fun.
Yeah, your buddy's over there posting some stupidest lineups I've ever heard. Yeah, Olimata's getting started a third line tonight, idiot.
Yeah, he's got Corey Perry, who's not even on the team, in the third pairing.
Right. Like, are you drunk, dude? Like, drunk or high? One of the two.
So it took the country of France to pass a law that actually made sense.
France did not pass a law that made sense. I'm calling BS on this.
French Parliament has passed a law to protect farmers from complaints from neighbors about noise or stench from agricultural activities to stop, quote, abusive lawsuits from former city dwellers who bought houses in the countryside. And we've heard of this, like, where people from the city or the people move into an area. We had a situation in our hometown where people would buy a house next to a gun range and then complain about
the gun range,
or like you buy you rent an apartment above a bowling alley and then complain about the noise from the bowling alley.
You like having an apartment above a bar and then complaining like there's drunk people downstairs being loud.
Exactly. The bill put forward by ruling majority MP Nicole Pay and supported by President Emmanuel Macron's centrist government was approved 78 votes to 12 on Monday and will now proceed to the Senate. This law will put an end to abusive lawsuits against farmers who do nothing but their job, feed us. It is a common sense proposal, countryside common sense. French governments have long courted farmers in an influential sector that Paris ignores at its peril. Somebody's editorializing there.
Country, a little bit.
Country has a history of conflicts between former city dwellers buying country houses and then complaining about roosters crowing, dogs barking, the noise of agricultural machinery, or the smell of manure. I'm sure, if you got a house, you probably, like, after a while, you don't even smell it. You're probably like, you just get used to it.
I would imagine so.
You probably just get, you know what? I haven't heard that rooster in a while. I wonder if that rooster's okay. You get used to the smell. You get rooster everything. It's when you open up the shades of your bedroom and you look over there and you see a bull just plowing a cow. Wow, okay. That's new.
Well, you know, these things happen, man. Like, yeah. They do what they do, and that's just kind of what they do.
I moved the first house I moved into after my parents' house. I was renting from my dad, and me and my girlfriend at the time we moved in there, and it was a nice town of Otter Lake, a town, a city.
Metropolis.
I'm not going to call it a city.
Because it's not a city.
No, it's a village or a hovel, or I don't even know. It's
what?
So I don't know. It's
a village, though. You had it right.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there on a Sunday morning. I raise the shades up, and dead eye locked with a horse.
That's always fun.
But the thing is, I mean, this person, I mean, apparently rented a horse, borrowed, or was babysitting a horse, and it had its head over my fence looking at me. I'm like, oh, hello. I was like, hey, talk to my girlfriend at the time. Like, Jamie, come check this out. And she's, oh, my God, it's a MFing horse. Like, yes, it is.
It's going to be dinner later. Because this is the vegan one, wasn't it?
No. She was a meat eater.
Ah.
All through and through.
I get these mixed up.
Yeah. Sarah been like, oh, that's a pretty horse. I want to ride it. And then it bites her.
Right.
No, this was also the next door neighbors who, they didn't quite understand. They didn't live in the country.
Yeah.
Okay, so they got their kid a dirt bike in a backyard about the size of yours.
Oh, wow.
So we would hear,
that would get old really quick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, how are you even revving up a damn bike in a backyard my size, man?
Right. You're like, idling. Can you idle a bike? He probably fell over.
How are you getting this thing up to speed? I don't understand.
But, yeah, these people, I'm sure this is an American problem, too, a first world problem, and I got a little something for that later on.
But okay.
Yeah, these people, they move out to the country, move into the country, and then move next to a farm and then bitch about the farm. So good on France. I think United States could take a page out of that book.
No, this may be the only time we ever say this, but France absolutely got it right here.
Yeah.
Here is Weezer at your local alternative South State Radio. Sleep Token at your local alternative South State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
I've heard a lot about Sleep Token. I mean, I've heard a lot of good things. People just love them. And, I mean, we had
our morning guys obsessed with them.
Yeah. I mean, we always have, like, the audio down when we're talking in between breaks and stuff like that, so don't get a chance to. I need to sit down and listen to them, because people who love them, who like them, they love them. They need to be around them.
I said, people who like them are effing obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Like I said, Woodrow is absolutely obsessed with this band.
I mean, what would you qualify them as? What kind of,
I don't really qualify them as anything, man. Like, it's
metal. Obviously, well,
they're not really metal because we play them on this station.
Right. Like kind of like a Dream Theater. I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, you should absolutely do that. So you kind of teased something before the last break here.
Yeah, we were talking about the French passing a law or about to pass a law, making it illegal to sue a farm that you just moved next to. And I called it a first world problem. It rattled my brain. I got a blog here where people share first world problems they witnessed.
Okay.
And as we're doing this, maybe think of some of your own at home, or Sean, or whatever. First world problems, basically, is things that, you know, only we would have to deal with and other countries don't. And right away, we're going to go ahead and come out swinging. This person,
other countries suck, is what we're saying.
No, here. Actually, a lot of times when you're talking about first world problems, you're pretty much saying, yeah, we're kind of nitpicking people. We're the a-holes. So coming out swinging in the very first one, first world problem, vaccinations. Nothing screams, I'm oblivious to my own privilege like an ignorant anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, I like where this list is going already. Very good with this.
Yeah. So, cause, I mean,
other,
yeah.
Other countries, they just, there's a lot of countries to have.
You know, people dying of, like, you know, typhoid and mumps and polio and stuff like that. And
we have people here who are convinced, oh, it's yada yada, big pharma. And you know,
I don't know what's in that shot. I don't know what's in that. Hand me another Mountain Dew.
Right. People who put all sorts of junk in their bodies for that, but don't want to accidentally take something that might be good for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you hear about all the people that died from the vaccine, haven't you?
Yeah, no, because they don't. That's not a thing that exists.
Exactly. Another first world problem. When I was about 19 years old, writing in on this one. When I was 19 years old, I was at my boyfriend's family barbecue. I was wearing this pretty floral sundress. His cousin's girlfriend showed up in the same dress, and she was so mad that she went and changed. I will never understand being upset when someone is wearing the same thing as you. Did you really think that your shirt you bought off the rack is going to be unique to just you?
Apparently they did.
Fair enough, but yeah, I mean, you walk in with some, you know, dress as somebody else. Guys were like, hey, looking sharp there, bud.
Right.
Hey, you got good taste. And women are just like, I must kill her. There could be only one.
There can be only one.
Pistols at dawn, bitch.
Like, it seems like people really, like, are that serious about that. And I don't get it. I don't get it even a little bit.
They are. I mean, I don't know. It's maybe the women want to feel as if, you know, they're unique in their own styles, and they don't want to be.
I mean, I guess I get that, but at the same point in time, like, it just seems a bit excessive to me, like, to let it ruin a whole party or whatever.
Right. This one might be tiptoeing on a line here. heads up, folks, we're going in. Like, 90% of cultural appropriation discourse. Cultural appropriation is supposed to be for when things have significant, deep, special cultural significance are taken and commodified to a point to it where it disrespects or undermines the original purpose of meaning of said significant things. Not OMG, this white girl has a dream catcher in her room, or OMG, this white person went to Japan and wore a kimono. Like, people are dying, Kim, and you're pissed because Becky got braids done when she went abroad.
Yeah, that's another one I've never really understood at all.
Yeah, also, more often than not, people getting mad about this aren't even from that culture. They're just random white people virtue signaling. And a lot of times, that's one of the absolute worst.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that buzzword, virtue signaling. When you ask the people,
like, I got to look like I'm sticking up for, you know, white knighting for, not even for someone else's culture, but like, for like, because we've said on the site it's offensive to wear something or eat things or cook things that are not, like, of
right.
Your... Okay, so I'm basically limited to what? Fish, chips, potatoes, cabbage, that's it? That's all I'm allowed to eat ever now? Like, is that the rule? Like, I don't get
no,
this.
No, exactly. We're gonna dip back into that, because that's got a good start. A lot of the time, when you ask the people of said culture, they either don't really give a damn or are actually happy at people taking an interest in participating in their culture.
Right. It's always the white people that are offended, especially.
Yeah.
Especially when it's like, usually Karens of some sort.
Oh yeah, it's usually the social justice warriors. I mean, okay, I will go out, stick my neck out, and say that, you know, before, you know, You would dress like a Hispanic person, having like the big mustache, a sombrero, and for Halloween, and you know, that might be a little something. But I mean, if you want to wear like dreadlocks or something that is, like a dashiki kind of thing, you should be able to without any kind of recourse. I mean, it's...
Right, like, I don't see that being a...
No. I mean, certainly, I mean, you see that as kind of like maybe paying tribute to another culture. I mean, if you guys don't want to, like, appropriate anybody else's culture, don't wear pants, because that started out as a Chinese culture. Pants was invented in China.
Well, pants was invented in China.
And anytime, yeah, it was invented in China. Okay. When you wear pants, you're misappropriating Chinese culture. So take your pants off, folks.
Learned something new today, apparently. Who knew?
Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Homeowners associations. These people have been...
Yeah, can we just eliminate those, like, yeah, just forever?
How is that still a thing? These people have been waiting their whole lives to stir some things up over something minuscule, and they do.
People, I guess, really, really like having the ability to meddle in other people's lives to quite the extent.
People join an HOA, and they're thinking, oh, good, that means my neighbor can't have a tricycle out in their front yard for 6 weeks straight. Until the HOA is like, hi, yeah, don't mean to be a pain, but...
Yeah, you do. You always need to be a pain.
I don't mean to be a pain, but here's a fine. We got a ruler out, and your grass is supposed to be 3/4 of an inch, and it's 7/8. Sorry.
We don't make the rules. I mean, actually, we did kind of make the rules.
I don't take any enjoyment in this. And in fact,
actually, that's a lie.
Yeah, I'm kind of really digging this.
I'm really digging myself a hole here, aren't I?
Yeah. Well, anyway, you have a great day.
This is where I'm glad I don't have to live in a place where that's a thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. Like, I'd have told someone to, you know, shove something somewhere.
Well, you just hear these horror stories about the person heading up to HOA, and they get a God complex, like, quick.
Yes, they do.
To where it's like, it's no longer about the neighborhood. It's about what they want.
Oh, it was never about the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
It was always about just, like, I feel the need to be a pain in the ass to all of my neighbors, and this seems like the best way to accomplish that.
Yeah, don't mean to be a pain, but it's trash day, and your trash cans have been out a half hour after it's been picked up, and here's a fine.
Right.
But your trash can has been out this entire time. Yeah, but I've been going around talking to other people, and I'm the supreme ruler, and you will move your trash cans in or face my wrath.
Yeah, these people exist, and that's unfortunate.
Another first... I don't know if this was a first world problem, because I didn't... When was
the
last time...
this was a problem?
Well, when was the last time you were in a public library? I mean, let's be honest. I work in a public...
Almost never.
I work in a public library. People would get so mad if they have to be put on a wait list for a book, a popular book that just came out. Okay, our services are not only free, but so are the books. You're welcome. Yeah, I mean, if it's that's a problem, buy the book.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, you know, certain websites exist, so you could just do that.
That's how Amazon started.
Right? I mean, that's kind of...
I didn't even know this was a thing. iPhone users texting people... Using Android, apparently when you text them, their messages appear green instead of blue.
Wait, what?
Apparently when iPhone users get annoyed when they're texting somebody using Android and their messages appear green instead of blue.
Who the F cares, man?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, for one, that's a problem I'll never have to deal with because you'll never catch me using an iPhone. Why am I paying an extra, like, $500 premium to have the same technology that my Galaxy phone had, like, 3 years ago?
Right?
The cult of Apple people, I just do not understand. Like, it is a cult. It absolutely is a cult.
Yeah.
Like, apparently there are people now who, like, go on a blind date with somebody and decide that they don't like that person because they don't have an iPhone. Like, this is apparently an actual thing that people in the real world deal with, and I don't understand it. It really makes me...
Our savior, Steve Jobs, would like you to own an iPhone before he ascends from heaven and takes us all with him.
That's great. Is he paying for it?
Yeah.
Because if not, you can go F yourself.
All right, this person says, we have a bidet toilet seat, and not only does it wash your bum and blow dry it, but the seat's heated. It's shocking at how much... it's shocking how much a heated toilet seat makes the whole process more agreeable, except we had a power outage, and I went to use the toilet, and the seat was cold. Unacceptable.
Oh, my God.
This shall not stand.
That's not just first world problems. That's like... You know, 1% of first world problems.
Right.
Most of us don't have a fancy bidet.
The writer goes on to say, I was really upset because it didn't feel good. Then I stopped and thought, this is the most first world problems anyone's ever had. I was really upset with myself because my hiney was tepid. I got over it. There's somebody that we know, a very good friend of mine.
Yes.
When we had the toilet paper shortage.
Ah, yes, the great toilet paper shortage of 2020.
Oh, yes. It was called Chapped Butt Summer. A friend of mine, he's always kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. He wants to be the Jones that you all keep up with. So he went and installed a bidet into his toilet, his already existing toilet. Said, oh, you should all do it. You should all do it. You don't need toilet paper. So you just take this. It looks like the little nozzle that you use when you're washing dishes. You pull it out and you spray your undercarriage, and then you put it back, and that's your remedy. So you got a dripping bee hole, and
yeah, that sounds like a great option.
Like, well, then what you do is you get a little toilet paper and dab yourself dry. It's like, aha, you still need toilet paper.
Yeah,
not as much.
Yeah, that still doesn't really work. It's quite so well at that point.
And the thing is, I mean, yeah, you're going to get in there. And I know the people in my house, we'd have water stains up the wall, on the ceiling. Misshot that one a little bit.
The toilet's got a mind of its own at the Hairhawk household.
First world problems. My boss from a decade ago was this insanely rich dude who always went to the bank to get fresh and crisp currency. He'd call the bank in advance to make sure that they had some on hand. I think he was a germaphobe. He had a trash can that he'd throw $1 and $5 bills in there that he thought was dirty and regularly just donated it versus spending it. I asked him why he did this, and he said it was too much trouble and asked if I wanted it. I said, yeah, dumped it into my bag, and when I got home, it was close to $400 in singles and fives.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Oh, and then they edit their own write-in. Didn't expect much of such a response. Another time, he wanted to upgrade all the computers in his studio, so he went to a store and bought 10 PCs. They all had $150 mail-in rebates, and he wasn't bothered to go through the trouble of mailing them in. 3 weeks later, I received $1,500 after spending a whole afternoon filling out those forms.
That's amazing. Sure, I'll take your free money that you're just like... not going to use it all. Like,
hey, boss, I got $1,500 from those forms you didn't want, but you had to spend all afternoon filling out those forms. Isn't your time worth something?
Yeah, my time's worth about $1,400.
Paid for my mortgage, at least a month of it.
Right?
Lady in our neighborhood was renovating her 5-bedroom home while building a similarly sized vacation home in Arizona. She said, oh, you have no idea how stressful it is to decorate 2 homes at once.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, it is stressful. It's also stupid.
Well, yeah, there's that, too. Like, why bother, quite frankly? I mean, if we somehow acquired 2 homes, Rachel would make sure that both of them were decorated for Halloween, but that's about it. One of them would be a haunted house year-round.
The second home is you only live in there from like September through October.
Basically,
so one more here. We love bagging on weddings. Here's another first world problems. Weddings are a gold mine for this question. People get so hyped over their, quote, most important day of their life, they'll destroy friendships, go into debt, and have crazy expectations. It's not always a couple who go crazy either. Sometimes it's the parents or another family member.
It's usually the parents or another family member.
Feels entitled to control the wedding. It's just a party. Be considerate of guests. Have plenty of food and drinks and enjoy it. That is definitely a first world problem.
Yeah, that's rather that's rather obnoxious. It's one of those things where I'm glad that we didn't have to deal with it with our wedding, because like our folks were pretty
chill
about the whole thing. And honestly, her and I were pretty chill about, like, we don't Like, we had our idea of what we wanted, and it was very much not traditional, but it was also cheap as hell.
Yep.
So we weren't, it worked out well for us. Like, those people that, like, have, like, these huge, lavish weddings and, like, go and just have huge old meltdowns about them, like, those are the people that I don't understand.
Somebody commented on that blog and said, I eloped with my wife on April Fool's Day decades ago. We had a good time and still can afford our first house and are still together. There's some people that still believe that we're not married because it was on April Fool's Day.
A, that's awesome. And B, see, we bought the house before we got married. So
yeah.
We didn't have to, didn't have to go into debt from the wedding at any rate.
Right.
Which was rather nice. It is happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Sam Roberts, Band of Your Local Alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And apparently it is that time of the year again. That time when the troops start a mountain for the, and take their places for the war on Christmas.
We're doing this, aren't we?
We are absolutely doing this.
Yeah. I'm starting to see the posts. It's a war on Christmas.
They'd be like, we say Merry Christmas.
Yeah. There was one time I was when I was playing in the band, I'd go around and talk to people. And this was like, a week or 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. And so, all right, guys, well, happy holidays. It's Merry Christmas. I was like, well, no, technically it's happy Thanksgiving. But, I'm putting it all in there in case I don't see you during Christmas or New Year's or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Ramadan or whatever you
celebrate.
I'm not going to assume that you celebrate Christmas. Just whatever you're having.
I mean, clearly I celebrate Festivus, sir.
Yeah, right. So it's like, there's those people. And we all know those people. Oh, there's a war on Christmas. No, there's not. There's never, where I work, I had this one guy. He doesn't work there anymore, thank God. He was kind of a spaz, but he was kind of spouting off about, the war on Christmas and how we're supposed to say happy holidays. I'm like, dude, nobody has ever told you had to say happy holidays. Nobody has ever had that. Nobody has ever gotten fired or disciplined for saying Merry Christmas. Nobody.
It could happen. No, it couldn't.
I said, tell you what, go out into our store right now, go into the book section, bring me the Bible, because we have them for sale. Now, bring me the Quran, bring me the Torah, bring another book that's not about Christianity. During Christmas, how many Christmas cards can you, how many Christmas decorations you find? How many menorahs can you find? Not too many, can you?
No. I'm guessing not a whole lot.
No, not at all. We have like one section in the grocery department that is kosher, that has like candles for Shabbat and stuff like that.
I realize you have that much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in the meantime, we have,
But do you sell Festivus bowls? That's the important question.
I don't know what a festival bowl is.
Festivus bowl. You've bowl. Never seen Seinfeld? You've never watched Seinfeld, have you?
I'm familiar with it, but yeah, I'm not a big Seinfeld fan.
Well, that's okay. You can be wrong. You're entitled to your wrong opinion. It's coming from the guy who likes Friends, so, I mean, really. But anyway.
I do like Friends.
I don't understand.
Yeah, you see this a lot on Facebook where it's another moment for them to share something or create something so they get likes and a bunch of people going, yeah, right, I'm right with you. It's rabble rousers.
Hell yeah, brother.
It's rabble rousers. Nobody has ever gotten in trouble for saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah, no. No one gets fired from their job for not saying Happy Holidays or whatever the hell. Like, that's not a thing that exists in this world nor any other.
I'm just going to go around saying Glorious Krampus Day to you.
I may have to take up on that and start doing the same, sir. it's like people are just looking like perpetually to be a victim, to be aggrieved about something. It's endlessly frustrating and just tiring to me.
They want
to
feel like they won a battle. They want, I've been oppressed for being a Christian. No, you have not. No, you have not. You've never been oppressed as a Christian. The Christians who were thrown to the lions.
Right.
Yeah, those people can say they're oppressed.
Yeah, go to any, most countries in the Middle East and then, and live there as a Christian, then come back and tell me how persecuted you are in America. Jesus H.
Yeah, Dorothy was working with somebody. She had came here from the Middle East, had to, because she was Christian, and she would have been put to death.
Right.
Because she wasn't Muslim.
Yeah. Like, that's a thing that legitimately exists in other places.
Yeah.
Here, the worst you might get is an eye roll when you start on your war on Christmas nonsense.
Right.
Like, that's the worst of it you're going to get here.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the amount of your persecution. So just
back off the ledge a little bit, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Eat your bread, drink your wine, and shut up.
That too. No, I'm entirely fine with that. Yeah. Please do that. Public service announcement brought to you by Happy Hour. Here's the Clockworks at Solid State Radio. Queens of the Stone Age, your local alternative is Solid State Radio. I'm still trying. I know you've been asking me about the lineups all afternoon.
I want those lineups. Give me a picture of Spider-Man and the lineups.
All right there, J. Jonah Jameson. Huso, all I know is Huso's getting the start tonight for Detroit.
Okay.
That much seems pretty well clear. Confer's not playing. Larkin is also not playing. He remains unavailable through the weekend. He's expected to be back by Monday.
That's fine. Don't rush him.
Obviously, Perron's still suspended.
Yep.
Like, it seems like they're talking about a real possibility of going with 11 forwards tonight, though.
They sent Austin Reese down, did they?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that's too bad. I'd like to see more from him, but news he has a plan, I guess.
I hope so.
Uncle Fester, come on, dude.
I don't know. That plan seems to involve Jeff Petrie continuing to be in the lineup, so how good of a plan can it really be?
Jeff, we're wearing the red jerseys today. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is going to suck for him.
Oh, no.
They're both wearing red jerseys.
Yeah, this might be a problem. Someone's got to get that set to him before tonight.
Yeah, just I'm reminded of when Forrest Gump would be running college football. They have to tell him to stop so that everybody in the stands would have hold up signs and stop. And so, you know, now we have to have people on the side behind the goal saying, yes, this goal. No, not this goal.
you kind of feel like that.
Dan Petrie is just like, Dan Petrie's up in the box, like six shots of Jack Daniels in going, God, come on, boy.
Don't
embarrass me now. Oh, he's back in the box. Are you sure he's my kid? Dan, I told you a couple times that Jeffrey is definitely your kid. I have a World Series ring. He's sitting in the penalty box. Look, he's looking for us. He's staring right at me. Watch the game, idiot. Yeah, we see you. Stop waving.
Oh, it's Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around. Happy Hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Thursday afternoon. Stick around. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we call Solid State Sessions. Back at tomorrow with unsolicited advice, picks, and whatever the hell else at 3 o'clock. See ya!